Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. My favorite subject in school was math. The reason I liked math so much was that it was precise and it never changed. 1 + 1 was always 2. In other subjects, we often had to write essays, and your grade was in the hands of how the teacher interpreted what you had written. At times, this was frustrating to me. I had a philosophy class my first year in college where your entire grade was determined in 2 essays you had to write. I poured my heart into my first paper. I spent at least 40 hours writing and rewriting this essay. It was the hardest I had ever worked on any assignment. My paper definitely had a conservative thread throughout, but it never crossed my mind that my conservative views would hurt my grade. I truly thought that the quality of my work was what I would be graded on. The final paper was typed and 15 pages long. When the professor handed back our papers, I was excited to see what he thought. I scanned through every page without a single comment or red mark until the final page, and there it was in bold red ink. I disagree. D. I was shocked that I got a D on this assignment. The next paper I turned in was 3 pages of handwritten text that just spewed back his political point of view. I spent 20 minutes on that project and got a B+. This could never happen in a math class. Math is precise, and if you can work the problem correctly, there is only one answer. One thing I did learn in my math class is that the human mind cannot grasp anything over a million, a billion, or a trillion, or just huge numbers when we think about them. This fact about the human brain is destroying our country. If we analyze what President Obama and the rest of the Washington, D.C. politicians are doing to our great country from a mathematical perspective, we are spending ourselves to death. These politicians, both Republicans and Democrats, are spending more money than they are bringing in at a rate of $30,500 every second. It is hard to comprehend how much debt they are accumulating. Since my last community comment, the United States of America increased our debt over $37 billion. This happens every 2 weeks, and we just go about our daily lives without putting much thought into it. This is because our minds cannot comprehend such a huge number. Here is one way to wrap our minds around how much debt Obama and his cronies have inflicted on us in just the last 2 weeks. There are 135,000 people in Humboldt County. If we took the debt that has accumulated in the last 2 weeks and gave an equal share to every single person in Humboldt County, they would each get $275,000. If you are a family of 4, you would get over $1 million. And that was just 2 weeks worth of this reckless spending. It doesn't matter if you are a Democrat, Republican, Green Party, conservative, or liberal. The math has no political affiliation, and the math says we are going to spend ourselves to insolvency. It is mathematically impossible for us to maintain this irresponsible spending. I've heard students complain about math being useless in the real world. They were wrong. It is all about the math, and if we study it like we should, we will come to one conclusion and one conclusion only. We need to vote the incumbents out of office. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.